everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grindelsky. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, March 2nd. With COVID-19 cases trending downward, masks at Quinnipiac University will be optional, excluding classroom settings and large athletic events. The updated mask policy began March 1st. Additionally, students have until March 19th to submit booster records, an extension from the previous deadline. Students were notified of the change in COVID policies in an email sent to the community on February 28th.
2020 presidential candidate Julian Castro spoke on February 24th as part of the Quinnipiac Democrats' National Speaker Series. Castro opened the event with a speech covering a wide range of topics, from the Ukraine crisis to the current international political climate. He also emphasized the importance of youth in politics, saying college-age Democrats are, quote, the lifeline of the Democratic Party. The second half of the event featured a Q&A hosted by Quinnipiac Democrats President Paul Capuzzo.
With war in Russia and Ukraine, Quinnipiac University is urging its community to stay vigilant online. On February 25th, Quinnipiac's Information Security Department received several warnings regarding phishing messages being sent. An email from Chief Information Security Officer Robert Jasek reminded students to be careful before clicking and report any suspicious email activity to IT. News editors Nicole McIsaac and Melina Khan have the story.
Quinnipiac University kicked off its senior citizen fitness program called Bobcat Stride February 23rd. The program will bring active locals 50 years and older off the sidewalks and into a heated exercise facility. It will run from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the second floor of the Center for Medicine, Nursing, and Health Sciences. Quinnipiac students are welcome to join the program and all participants are required to sign a liability waiver upon arrival.
In opinion, Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier has strong feelings about Quinnipiac's updated optional masking policies. She says that listening to the CDC is a bad choice, and that the university's decision is a slap in the face to immunocompromised students and staff.
Monmouth University announced on January 18th that its teams will be leaving the MAC and transitioning to the Colonial Athletic Association starting the next academic year. An associate opinion editor, Michael LaRocca, is heartbroken by the news. Growing up near Monmouth, LaRocca affiliated the Hawks with home and always enjoyed when they came to campus to play against the Bobcats. But he says Monmouth's switch to the CAA will provide a chance to grow for all parties involved.
On February 18th, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote an opinion to the state's House of Representatives, stating that sex reassignment surgeries and puberty blockers for minors should be classified as abuse. Opinion editor Xavier Cullen calls out this bigotry and hopes President Joe Biden intervenes.
In Arts and Life, after turning 21 on February 25th, Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier is saying goodbye to her childhood and reflecting on how she spent it. With personal struggles diminishing her high school experience and the COVID-19 pandemic redefining her college life, Pelletier feels she didn't make the most of her youth. But that ends with her 21st birthday. She's leaving her problems in the past and focusing on the now, and urges her readers to do the same.
On February 24th, Quinnipiac University's Indigenous Student Union and Latino Cultural Society invited speakers to discuss Taíno culture and colonial legacies. Assistant Professor of Political Science Marcus Scauso and ISU President Gabriela Colillo opened the event by speaking on Quinnipiac's colonial legacy, and were followed by guest speakers of a self-determined Taíno tribe.
In honor of Black History Month, the Department of Cultural and Global Engagement held a virtual event February 22nd featuring four Black activists. The speakers discussed their individual journeys, substantial advocacy, and their motives behind the fight for social fairness. Associate Arts and Life editor David Matos reviews the event and highlights the speakers' personal stories.
362 miles is what separates Associate News editor Katie Langley from her girlfriend. In this piece, Langley speaks on her experience in a long-distance relationship and gives advice for other couples in similar situations.
At the Quinnipiac University women's hockey home game on February 19th, the Bobcats had their biggest crowd yet, 15 people. And you wouldn't believe the reason. In this satire piece, it's revealed that men only go to women's hockey games to get them digits. Oh, and of course, respect women.
Big Time Rush is back and better than ever. Joining again for their release of Not Giving You Up, the song is the second release from the beloved boy band since their 2013 hiatus after ending their Nickelodeon sitcom. Associate Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine gave it a listen and offers a rave review of the bop and its music video.
In sports, the men's basketball team at Quinnipiac University is currently sitting at a 5-way tie for 6th place in the MAC standings as the regular season comes to a close. Despite losing the past 3 games, there's still hope for the Bobcats to turn things around in their final 2 games before the conference championship. Managing editor Toilay Brown III says protecting the ball and minimizing mistakes will be the key to their success.
Playing 4 of its last 6 games at home, Quinnipiac women's basketball team is getting a much-needed breather. With players following locker room leader Mackenzie DeWeese's one game at a time mantra, and with a healthier team, they can focus on a MAC title.
Since the beginning of their season, Quinnipiac University's men's ice hockey set a clear goal: win the Frozen Four. And so far, they're on track. They finished the season with a 25-8-3 record and won the Cleary Cup, given to the best regular season team in ECAC hockey. But sports editor Peter Pekarski says to win, the Bobcats will need to tighten up its defense and keep a hold of the puck.
This week, associate sports editor Cameron Levasseur follows the women's ice hockey team in their fight to claim a spot in the ECAC hockey semifinals. If the Bobcats can beat Colgate's deadly offense, there's only Yale or Princeton standing between the team and the ECAC trophy.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grindelski. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, qchronicle.com. Thanks for listening to the Weekly Report. We'll be back with another episode next Wednesday.